My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
I'm excellent, thank you.
How have things been in the office this week?
We've had another great week, despite the actual weather. It's been fairly cold out there, hasn't it?
Indeed. And Sammy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eddie. Good to see you.
And good to see you. Now, we're going to get straight into it this week. We've got Dan from Aqua Finance on the phone. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We are well.
Dan, thanks for joining us. I guess one of the questions that a lot of our clients have been asking us is the whole Brexit aspect and what impact that's going to have on the actual loan markets and you know, where is the medium to short term?
Yeah, look, it's an excellent question, and of course there's a lot of media attention around what is going to happen. I suppose a couple of important things to comment on. First of all, is that it's going to have not so much an impact. It's going to have a small impact, which I'll touch on the loan market and the residential and commercial property market, in my opinion. But it's around probably the global share markets and the economy in general. I think probably the impact, first of all, will just be the uncertainty around the global financial markets and currency markets. And that'll probably be mainly in the short term. And I say short term because you can already see the markets and share prices and things bouncing back a little bit, because it did happen about 3 weeks ago. This particular thing, or this particular, how it will also impact, will depend on when it all happens, because there's still a lot to go through before the UK actually exits the EU. The actual process itself...
Well, it's supposed to be about a couple of years, isn't it?
It's a two-year period.
It could take 2 years. So it's really hard to predict what's going to happen. I think there'll be volatility in the Australian markets and fluctuations in the exchange rates. I think that'll be the first thing. In terms of our trading partners, Britain is a relatively minor player for Australia. I think it's about the seventh largest trading partner we have, as we generally concentrate on the Asia-Pacific region, being, you know, China, Japan, South Korea and India. So they're huge. So in terms of our trading exports and imports and all that sort of thing, I don't feel that it's going to have a huge impact in Australia.
And as far as the interest rates, it was noticeable that there is discussion that we may be getting another reduction, actually.
Yeah, that is also, I suppose, an interesting thing. And look, most of the experts and economists are predicting another rate cut. But what could potentially happen with this is, because of the instability around the markets worldwide, Australian banks do raise capital to lend to their clients from offshore places. Now, with that instability, you might find that the bank's cost of funding may increase a little bit. And we've seen in the past that the banks have often used that as an excuse to bump interest rates. Mm-hmm. But in this case, with the RBA considering cutting rates further, I think we should see things remain relatively stable.
So the banks are going to increase fees, but they're going to reduce interest rates. So where's the change?
Possibly, Eddie. Where is the change?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit early to say at the moment, but look, we certainly don't see interest rates rising. And in fact, a lot of the expert economists are predicting another rate cut coming up. So we don't see them on the rise.
Dan, and as far as your prediction for the next 12 months, what are you seeing as far as interest rates?
Well, look, I think they'll probably drop a little bit and then remain steady. That'll be my prediction. Something else that I to touch on probably with this pre-exit scenario is that there's a lot of foreign buyers that invest in property in the UK. In fact, it's one of the biggest countries where foreign buyers do invest in the UK. Now, with all the uncertainty around what's happening over there, we may see a shift in some of these foreign investors coming to Australia.
Well, Dan, I was going to say, it's interesting you should say that, because Melbourne and Sydney only come second to London for the Singaporean investors.
Yes, that's correct. So if all those investors that might have been buying shares overseas or even property, because of that instability, given that this should have a relatively low impact or, you know, a reduced impact on Australia, we may see all these investors come to our markets.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman Bayside, 9531 1245, the one central number to call for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman Bayside, four offices. Where are they, Sam?
Eddie, they are Blackrock, Elwood, Port Melbourne and Mount Martha.
And we continue. Torsten.
Dan, the outlook in this competitive environment, who's offering the best offers at this stage?
There are a number of really, really good offers. And I suppose just touching on that interest rate movement as well, the best deals around at the moment are on the fixed rates. You can fix your interest rate with most of the major banks under 4%. So you're looking at around 3.75 to 3.8%. And that alone indicates to us that we probably, the banks are factoring in another rate cut, because the variable sits at about 4.1, give or take, something like that.
Dan, are there any good offers with the smaller lenders?
Oh, look, absolutely, Eddie. They, in terms of the advertised interest rates that are out there, some of the cheapest are with the smaller lenders. Mm-hmm. ING, who I've mentioned before on this program, they still advertise a really, really competitive variable rate on your home loan. And that interest rate's 3.94.
Wow.
So that's exceptional. The big banks are offering their cheapest rates definitely on the fixed rate loans, where you can fix for, say, 2 years for that 3.75.
Well, actually, while we're talking about great deals and rates, Sammy, haven't you just got a fantastic new credit card that you were telling me about the other day?
yes, I have. I got the ANZ credit card, which came with 75,000 points. So
nice.
That's, it's fantastic. So
maxed out yet? No?
You have to spend $3,000, I think, in the first 3 months. So the new TV just arrived.
Nice.
And
we won't publicise what your home address is. Although I'm sure our listeners are all very, very decent people.
Look, it makes sense. If there's a number of articles online, actually, if you keep an eye on the credit card deals, and, you don't need them for particularly long length of time, that you have to look at the conditions. But it is a good way of getting yourself ahead with certain points if you have something that you're about to have a major expense on, and if you can pay it straight down, then it's worthwhile.
80-inch flat screen mounted on the wall, Sammy?
No, just the 55, Eddie.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful, though.
So, Dan, there was a bit of a vested interest in asking Sam that question. I had a client the other day ask me, look, I'm about to buy this investment property. I've never had a credit card before. Are there deals where you can link in a credit card to a mortgage loan, or how does that? It's been a while since we've talked about debit credit cards and that capacity to use equity into that mix of packaging your home loans.
Yeah, generally the banks under their professional packages will offer a credit card. They'll offer you the home loan and a transaction account, which we often use as an offset account. And they'll also package in a credit card. So as part of the loan application, they will generally pre-approve you a credit card limit as part of the deal. And often, they like those reward cards, they often attract an annual fee. And if you package it in with your home loan, they'll waive the annual fee. So that can save you probably as much as, $120 a year in credit card fees.
And is that for the life of the home loan?
That is. That's
so if you've got a 20-year home loan, you could literally be saving yourself $2,000.
Yeah, in credit card annual fees.
Well, that's significant.
Just by packaging it in. It is significant, and it works really, really well. In addition to that, the biggest one probably that's been running now for maybe 6 months or even a little bit longer is the rewards program that NAB is offering, in that if you take out a new home loan with them, they're offering you 250,000 velocity points.
We're talking.
That's been a big promotion of theirs.
For our listeners out there, Eddie has been talking about this for 12 months off
I just
radio.
Think it's a great promotion.
Oh, look, and a lot.
If you like to travel.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's gathered up a lot of interest. And we've done lots and lots of loans where the customers have taken that points offer. The other specials and offers that are available out there is that most banks at the moment are also trying to entice clients to refinance to them, and they're offering cashback incentives. You might remember sort of 3 or 4 months ago we spoke about banks offering $1,500 cashback for you to move to their institution.
Hmm.
They're still offering those. Whilst they're not $1,500, they're about $1,250 now, so they've reduced a little bit. But still, that will more than cover the costs of any refinance.
Dan, can we just throw to the break and we'll be back in one moment.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman Bayside. We continue. Sam.
Dan, I just wanted to ask you a quick question. We're still seeing really low stock. There's no doubt about that. We are expecting a much busier spring. But how are you finding the pre-approvals with owner-occupiers? Because we seem to have a lot of frustrated buyers that are saying, well, we want to move, we want to upsize the house or downsize the house, but there's not the availability. So are you getting a number of people coming in to say, right, we're about to gear up, we're about to sell?
Yeah, I think we've seen certainly a jump in recent weeks on the number of people that are sourcing pre-approvals. There was a little bit of a lull there, Sam, I must admit, you know, probably for a month or two. And I think just everything with the election, you know, we're in the middle of a school holiday period. I just think now, given that we're sort of moving out of that, we have seen a jump in pre-approvals. And what we're starting to find is that people that we've got pre-approved are often now having to attend more properties, inspect more properties and go to more auctions because there seems to be a bit more demand out there. Sort of what I'm feeling. So then they're often missing out on, you know, customers can miss out on one, two properties, but they're sort of missing out on maybe three or four. And the good thing is as well, they're coming back to us and they're often having to sort of re-look at their pre-approvals because the property prices are still strong. And I still think that there's growth in the Melbourne market.
Well, I think the good thing for the market, you're right, Dan, because, you know, we're experiencing that as well. We're seeing buyers that have come to look at certain properties that are in a price point, and let's say they're at $1 million price point, they're coming back to their financial broker and saying, look, can we stretch up to 1.25? Or, you know, if they're at 500 or 600, they're stretching a little bit. And we've had some great results, Torsten, post-election. You know, we auctioned the two side-by-side properties in Chaucer Street, St Kilda, that had to be sold together. And we had five bidders at that auction. And that was an auction that well exceeded a $3 million mark, which, you know, so that's a pretty confident sign for our market, I think.
It is, Sam. And just as a side note to the listeners, we often have questions coming up to an election, whether you should actually have an auction on election day. The numbers were of auctions in Melbourne were under 200, and an average weekend would be anywhere between 800 and 1,000 auctions. A big weekend would be 1,500 auctions. But the actual clearance rate was still in the early 70% mark, which, is right knocking on the door of the industry average for the entire calendar year of 2016. So it is actually sometimes a strategic idea to stand out from the crowd. And again, for winter, statistically speaking, if you hop on our website, there's a graph that we actually looked at that also showed that winter auctions, the clearance rates are often higher than the spring season. So if you're waiting because of the seasonal attitude, but you're actually inclined to go now, it's actually a good time to go now, Sam.
Well, it's perfect timing because now's when you should be talking to us to get on the market for August. There's no school holidays in August. There's no public holidays in August, and it's going to be a booming market.
Dan, thanks for joining us today. Give yourself a quick plug.
Yes, please find us at aquafs.com.au or the phone number 1-800-AQUA-FS.
Dan, we'll catch you next time. Now, TK, Sammy, anything to leave us with?
Look, certainly if people out there are looking at wanting some presentation tips, if they're looking to maximise value, whether it's on their rental property or their sale property, it's a good time to get together with us and we can run you through, we can come over, give you an appraisal, but more importantly, just show you a few clever ideas that are going to maximise your outcome, get you a better price or increase your ability to get a better tenant. And Torsten, you know, certainly we're finding that once again there's some good demand for the tenanted properties and it's certainly getting some better prices when people are repainting and doing a few things on their properties.
Certainly worth the effort and start of the financial year, a good time to actually be having a look at value adding and getting yourself those depreciable items.
TK, Sammy, thank you. Do it all again next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.